Up next, my goddamn good friend Nate, whatever the fuck his last name is.
Knowing how close Alex and I are.
Yeah.
Nate, what's his face?
To be fair, we've had such good memories, like when you were the guy with the beard who was nice to me that one time.
Yeah!
Good times. So I'm a kind of guy who tends to overplan a lot of things. I tend to overthink things to the point that they kind of sabotage me and then I ruin things. Prime example being, when my good friend Drew Creel asked me if I wanted to play Magic the Gathering with him, and I said, I have nothing else to do. So he whooped my ass, and then I went back to school, and I had 3 months, and I thought to myself, fuck Drew, I'm going to learn the rules, I'm going to get better than him, I'm going to beat him when I come back to Chicago. That's exactly what I did. Except when I came back to Chicago, he still kicked my ass. So fuck him. Then Andrew Bentley kicked my ass, so fuck him. And then Eric kicked my ass, but, I mean, come on, it's Eric. How can you stay mad at that? Look at him.
Yeah. Nate Bechtel, everybody.
Yeah. He's like a bearded teddy bear. But anyway, my obsessive planning extends into way too much of my life to the point that when I think I'm going to go out, I look at what restaurants are in the area. When I'm going to dress myself, I think to myself, who's going to be there? What are they going to wear? Should I match them? Should I not match them? Is Kyle going to be there? Kyle's going to judge the shit out of me. And then, of course, to my private life as well. I guess it's going to be making out. Should I look up how to do this? Should I look up how to do this? I Googled cunnilingus in the hopes to learn how to do it like it was a video game strategy guide. Because those two things are way too fucking similar. First of all, let's address, you don't ever hear up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, 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 right. You don't ever hear that except in the context of two things. Yeah, Claire's on board. But I mean, you gotta address it. I mean, first of all, you have a girl. Obviously, she's the boss. And then you have to know, you have to get past her shields with combos. So, kiss, kiss, neck, neck, bite the earlobe, shirts off. Then you keep going down from there. Down, down, little play, gropey, gropey, bitey, bitey. Bras off, pants off. Up until you're getting down to the serious stuff where it's thigh kiss, up and down, repeat everything you've done until the last shield's off and you have the weak spot. You know it's the weak spot because it's pink. No, that's how it helped me. I thought of it like a game, and it works just as well, people. And it's actually that dumb mindset led to a very awkward situation where... Steve a lot. led to a very dumb situation where I was informed that a very particular moment was very good, and I was still very much in the guy in the game mindset. So when I heard it was good, rather than say anything romantic or anything sexy, instead I'm far removed from that territory, look her in the eyes and I go, high score, and I raise up my hand for that high five. That never came. Unlike her. So there! And that's what I have for y'all tonight.
That was the greatest story ever told.
I want everyone in Beck to know how on board with this Claire was.
So yeah, I mean, the theme is best laid plans, and, sometimes that shit don't work out. So, that was the point of my monologue. Yeah, sometimes it just fucking falls on its...